Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're already way down on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We got way ahead of ourselves. We are at the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So let's try to see if we can get maybe somewhat into Yud Dalet Amud Beis today. But let's start with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mesachin b'Nesarim, you're allowed to use boards, flat boards that you would normally use, let's say, as roofing material. You're allowed to use that for Schach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rameir says, no, boards cannot be used for schach. The Gemara is going to explain how big are these boards. What are we talking about? Meaning, if these boards are very small, so then isn't that the very definition of schach? How wide are we talking? So that will be a discussion in the Gemara, a major discussion in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, minastam, without attributing it to any town, and the Mishnah says, nasan aleh neser shu rachav harbat tefach and kshera ubavat shalishin tachtav, that if there's a 4 tefach wide board on your sukkah could still be kosher, but you can't sleep under that board. Now, what exactly does that mean? The sukkah is kosher, but I'm not allowed to sleep on it, so is it kosher schach, or is it not kosher schach? So the implication seems to be that it's not kosher schach, but it's not necessarily going to ruin the rest of your sukkah. So let's see how that plays out in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, we're going to have a basic machlokas, Rav and Shmuel over here, as to how to understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, and then we're going to try to bring Raya's, who's correct in this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Rav, Rav's shita is machlokas b'nesarim sheyesh behen arba'a. The whole machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you're allowed to use boards as schach, is only if the boards are more than 4 tefachim wide. So Rav Meir is like gzeiras tikra. Rav Meir holds that we have to make a gzeira, a din derabanan, that if we allow you to use such boards, those boards are exactly the type of roofing material that people have in their houses. So the Chacham were worried that if we allow you to use such a thing for schach, people will think you don't even have to go to a sukkah, you can just go to your house, that the roof of your house is perfectly fine. But your house is not okay because you need to be in a sukkah. It has to be something that's sukkasov lo dirasa shel kol hashana kula. You cannot be in your house that you live in all year long. So that's the gzeira. The Chacham said, don't use the type of material that you would use to roof your house, because then people will think you can actually use your house. That's how Rav Meir understands Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm not concerned that anyone's going to get confused between the hut in your backyard and the house that you live in during the rest of the year. Aval ben Sarim Shein ben Arba'a. But if these boards are less than 4 tefachim, then divrei hakol kshera. Then says Rav, there's no machlokas, there's nothing to talk about. What would be the problem? They're pieces of wood, they're perfectly kosher schach. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees in his understanding of the machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Shmuel says, b'she'in behen arba'a machlokas. The whole machlokas is dafka when these boards are less than 4 tefachim wide. And that's where Rabbi Meir is going to say that it's usher, even when it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And Rabbi Yehuda will say that it's kosher. But aval yesh ben arba'a, divrei hakol psula. If they are 4 tefachim wide, then no one's going to say it's kosher. Everyone's going to hold that it's possible. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's possible to be misakech with such things. So that is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that the whole machlokas is only if the boards are more than 4 tefachim wide, but less than 4 tefachim wide, they're for sure kosher. And Shmuel says, no, the whole machlokas is dafka when they're less than 4 tefachim wide. If they're more than 4 tefachim wide, they are for sure possible. So it says Gemara, Ein ben arba'a, if you say that, sorry, what did we just say? Yes, yeah, so the Gemara says, wait a second. How could Shmuel say this? Ein ben arba'a, if it has less than 4 tefachim wide, what? So the way Shmuel's understanding is, when it's less than 4 tefachim wide, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah, and that's where a meir says pasul. How much less than 4 tefachim is still going to be pasul? Meaning there's got to be some lower limit. If it's like an inch wide, it's going to be pasul. Isn't that what a bamboo stick is? Isn't that like exactly what you're supposed to use for schach? So how can you say that when it's less than 4 tefachim wide, there's still going to be a shita in Tanaim that it's pasul? Ein ben arbav afil pachs mishlosha. Even if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, how can it be almen in here? That's just regular schach. That's regular reeds that you would use for schach. So Gemara explains, no, Amar Papa, Hachika Amar. What Shmuel means to say is like this: Yesh ben arba'a divrei kol psula. Shmuel learns that if the boards are more than four tefachim wide, there's no doubt everyone would hold that they're pasul. Pachos mishlosha divrei kol ksheira. If they're less than three tefachim wide, again, no doubt everyone would say kasher. My time, makana bi'almanin, who less than three tefachim wide, they're just reeds. Ki pligi, where do we have machlokas? Mishlosha ad arba'a. If the boards are in that small window between three and four tefachim wide. So Marasavar, that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds, keeping the lesson of Shir Makom lo gazrinan, that I'm not worried that people are going to think it looks like a regular roof because it's not even wide enough to be considered a makom. Normally a makom in halacha, in terms of Hilchas Shabbos and other things, is considered an area of dalet al dalet tefachim, is considered a makom, but less than that is not called a makom. But the Rameir would hold that since it's significant enough size that it's beyond the shear of lavud, we keep saying is anything less than three tzvachim, even though lavud is normally used in the context of airspace, but we could still use it as a model for what's considered a significant size. So if it's more than three tzvachim, it's a significant enough size that maybe that's called a significant board, it's considered significant roofing material, and people might confuse that for the roofing of a house. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya that Shmuel is correct. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah, that last line in our Mishnah, it never attributed that last line to anybody. The last line of the Mishnah just said that if you put a board on your sukkah that's four tefachim wide, don't sleep under it. It's okay, but don't sleep under it. So now, if you learn like Shmuel that the whole machlokas is only when the boards are less than four tefachim, but when the boards are more than four tefachim, everyone's going to hold its puzzle. Oh, good. Then I understand why it says not to sleep under it, because it's puzzle aschach. So don't sleep under puzzle aschach. It may not ruin the whole sukkah, but don't sleep under it. But according to Rav, it's not so pashut that four tefach wide board is a problem. That was exactly the machlokas in our Mishnah. Avalin ben arba divrei kol ksheira, when it's less than four tefachim, everyone holds kasher. But Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even a four tefach wide board is kasher, according to Rav's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah then say, don't sleep under it? It's perfectly kosher schach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold of Gzeiras Tikra. Says Mar, Misavri Tavriakali, Seifa, Son Rameir. No, who says that the Seifa conforms with both Shitos? Maybe the Seifa is Dafka, meant to be learnt within the Shita of Rabbi Meir. It's not going like everybody. So, Einu Chinami, the Machlokas is about a board that's more than four tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir says it's problematic. Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. So if you hold like Rabbi Meir that it's problematic, and you put such a board on your sukkah, don't sleep under it. But Einu Chinami, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it's not problematic, so it's fine. Do sleep under it. No problem. I just realized we didn't do any main points over here. So main point number one is we have a machlokas in our Mishnah whether a board is kosher schach or pasul schach. And we have a machlokas in the Gemara whether the board we're talking about, the board we're arguing about, is more than four tefachim or between three and four tefachim. Right? No one holds less than three tefachim. Less than three tefachim is for sure kasher. There would never be a machlokas. The machlokas in the Gemara about what kind of board we're arguing about in the Mishnah is it more than four tefachim? That's the board we're arguing about in the Mishnah. Or is it a board that's between three and four tefachim? So now the Gemara tries to bring another raya. Says Gemara Tashma, Shnei Sadinin Mitzdarfin, if you have two different sheets, they could combine to pasul a sukkah. A sheet is not kosher aschach because it's mekabel tuma, and anything that's mekabel tuma is not kosher aschach. So generally speaking, when you have four tefachim together of not kosher aschach, that's a problem. So let's say you have two sheets, each of them is less than four tefachim, but together they make up four tefachim. So they're mitzdarif to cause a problem. Shnei nesarim ein mitzdarfin. But says the Tanakhama, two boards next to each other do not combine with each other to make a problem. Rameir Omer Afnasarm Kisadin. Rameir says that boards are like sheets, and therefore two boards together, one right next to the other, combine with each other to create a problem. So Bishlam Lishmuel Damar Bashain Ben Arba Machlokes. If you learn like Shmuel that the Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Dinar Mishnah is when the boards are less than four tvachim, Aviesh Ben Arba Divrakol Psula, but if they're more than four tvachim, there's nothing to discuss. They're for sure puzzle. Mitzarfin, what does Rameir mean when he says that they'll combine and create a problem? Mitzarfin Arba, they'll combine to create a four tefach wide area, and that is a problem according to everybody. That would be a problem to have a four tefach board. El Rav Damar B'sheish Ben Arba Machlokas. But according to Rav, that the whole Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir in our Mishnah is by a board that is four tefachim already. Avalein Ben Arba Devar Kol Ksheira. But if it's less than four tefachim, if it's between three and four tefachim, everyone would hold this kasher. Heichi Dami. What's the case where a Meir is worried that two boards next to each other are going to become so big that they'll become a problem? Id Isbuhu Arba'a. If these boards are already four tefachim, then you don't need to combine them. Each one on their own is already a problem, because Rameir holds of Gzeres Tikra. And if they're less than four tefachim, amai, what would be the problem? It's like putting two bamboo sticks next to each other. Meaning, if everyone holds that boards that are less than four tefachim are just regular kasher schach, how could Rameir say that when you put two of them together, it's a problem because the two of them together equal more than four tefachim, and now you run into a problem like Gzeres Tikra? Aren't you supposed to put kasher schach next to other kasher schach? What would be the issue? So it says, Marliyom de Isbar Ba. Now the Bryce is actually talking about boards that are four tefachim wide. Aye, then what do we need siruf? They're problematic inherently. Of course, they're ready pasul. No, my mitzarfin, not rabbis min atzad. You see, when you have schach pasul, you're not allowed to have four tefachim of schach pasul smack in the middle of your sukkah. But when the schach pasul is off to one of the sides of your sukkah, so then we apply the principle that we've had before called dofen akuma, that we view the wall as if it's bent in toward the kasher schach, and it's all going to be kasher. Yeah, we'll say dofen akuma up until four amos, not four tefachim, four amos of pasul schach. So whereas a single board that's four tefachim enachinami is problematic, and if it's in the middle of your sukkah, you're going to have a major issue. But if it's off to the side, so it's four tefachim schach pasul, not going to be a problem. But what if you have a few boards together that are each four tefachim, so they're all pasul schach, and all together they create an area of four amos of pasul schach? Ah, so that they're mitzarif to each other to create the problem of four amos of pasul schach, whereby we can no longer say dofen akuma. Lishna achrina, there's another version of this whole raya and what the response to the raya is, and it goes like this. Bishlam Shmuel da amar b'she'in ben arba machlokas. If you hold like Shmuel that the whole machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and our mission is only when the boards are less than four tefachim, avli yesh ben arba devar kol psul, but if they're more than four tefachim, then they're for sure pasul. My mitzarfin, what do we mean when we say these boards are mitzarif with each other? Mitzarfin arba amos min atzad, it means that they're mitzarif to create four amos on the side of the sukkah, which is going to be, which is going to take you away from the possibility of dofen akuma. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, that the whole machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is by boards that are four tefachim wide. So Bishlam and Rav Meir, I understand very well why Rav Meir will say that they're mitzarif. My mitzarfin. What does he mean that they're mitzarif? Mitzarfin. Abraham Sman Atzad. They're mitzarif to create an issue for dofen akuma. That's going to be a problem of dofen akuma. El Rabbi Yehuda dam rafilu yesh ben arba ksheira. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that even if they are four tefachim wide, they're still kasher. My ain mitzarfim. What does it mean that they're not mitzarif? Kanim bi'almaninu. They're just regular kasher schach. So how could you say they don't combine? Which sounds like they're puzzled, that they're problematic. How could you say they're problematic? It's just regular kasher schach next to each other. So says Gemara. Yeah, it doesn't really mean that. I did to come Rameir Mitzarfin. Once Rameir says that they do combine to create a problem, Amrabida Imitzarfin. Rabida says they don't combine. But really what Rabida means is that they're perfectly fine, that they're perfectly kosher, there's nothing wrong with them. That's what Ein Mitzarfin means, that we don't view them as if they're some sort of roof or anything like that. They're just regular schach, and they're therefore perfectly permissible. So the Gemara tried a few rayas, depending if you count the last one as two rayas or one raya. The Gemara tried three rayas to try to prove the machlokas, which side to take in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and it does not seem that the Gemara came to any conclusion so far as to which is the better understanding of our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll continue in the discussion of Rav and Shmuel, because we're going to have a brisa that goes like Rav, we're going to have a brisa that goes like Shmuel, so we have more to say in this discussion of Rav and Shmuel.